people this week started receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. That could be the first step towards in-person school for students across the country. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Aaron takes us through what we know and what we don't know in Pennsylvania about the coronavirus vaccine and schools.
Let's start with something we do know. Teachers are likely going to get this vaccine before their students. Here's what Pennsylvania Secretary of Health Rachel Levine told Marketplace in late November.
School teachers are absolutely essential personnel. Of course, education for our children is so important. So school teachers would be prioritized in that phase two.
So that means after frontline medical workers, but around the same time as transit operators, police, and people working in food processing plants. When might that be? Well, here's where the crystal ball gets cloudy.
We don't know which vaccine. We don't know how much vaccine's coming. So we don't know which one, and we don't know how much we're going to get.
Angela Shen is a visiting scientist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who studies vaccine access. People in her field have never seen anything like this in the United States, an all-out effort to vaccinate adults as quickly as possible.
The fuzziness is not for the sake of fuzziness. It's for the sake of we've never executed such a mass vaccination campaign before.
So late winter, late spring, it's all on the table. But that's really just the beginning of the questions. First off, should the vaccine be mandatory for school staff? Sarah Coles, a vaccine acceptance expert from the University of Arizona, isn't so sure.
So I wouldn't hesitate to get the vaccine. As soon as they'll let me, I will go get this vaccine. But I'm not sure that saying you have to is the way to build trust.
There are vaccine mandates for kids in schools, but little precedent for adults. Plus, this vaccine only has emergency authorization, which makes a mandate trickier. That means schools will have to talk openly about the importance of vaccination. And the best messengers, says Coles, will come from within.
Maybe it's the school principal or a really trusted person who works in the cafeteria. Like, maybe there's somebody who is that like heart of the community, and those are the people we need to get vaccinated to talk publicly about vaccine.
Immunizing school staff will make schools a lot safer. That's because adults are the highest risk people in your average school building, says Dorothy Novick, a Philadelphia pediatrician who's also advising local schools on their COVID-19 safety plans.
These are the members of the school community who usually have the most significant concerns, right, around their own safety during in-person learning.
That said, a vaccine for school staff does not solve everything.
The schools themselves absolutely will need to continue to practice all of the best mitigation strategies that they're already doing.
That's for several reasons. One, the vaccine is not 100% effective, so not all staff will be protected. And of course, there's going to be some stretch of time, we don't know how long, where staff are immunized, but lots of kids aren't. Studies suggest young kids are less likely to spread the virus, but the risk is not zero. So there still could be pushback over in-person schooling. And for those who do return, don't expect it to mean the end of masks and social distancing.
So it's a long time before we're talking about loosening up those mitigation strategies.
After staff get the vaccine, the questions won't be about going back to normal. They'll be about moving toward normal. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.